And just a quick update on our numbers for May. How is it shaping up?
It's shaping up pretty well. If these numbers, well, there was a big bounce today. Consumer confidence was up, and the S&P has picked up over 20 points already. And if these numbers hold through the month of May, it'll be our third positive month in a row.
And we've been seeing a couple of weeks after weeks of actual positive numbers. This is, you know, you put a couple of those together and it looks like it might not be so bad.
That's right. I was looking back, Chris, at the totals in the Thrift Savings Plan. Everybody's familiar with their own account, but we report the totals monthly. And I see that in the last 2 months, the total has gone up by $15 billion, with a B, dollars invested in the TSP. So that gives you an idea of what the rebound is like.
Anything particularly unusual? Are some funds doing better than others? Is there anything you're particularly watching?
It seems to be across the board that a lot of the a lot of this moves on speculation, and a lot of the speculation was bad leading up until 3 months ago, and now some of that is turning. We see consumer confidence turning, and people are coming back. Undergirding it all, of course, is the value of these companies that the TSP invests in through the three stock funds and the bond fund, of course, and people are starting to recognize that the fundamental value of those companies is getting better.
Now, we talked earlier today, you and I, about the Fidelity Magellan Fund, how it's declined so much in just a year, and you've got some pretty interesting insight about costs versus losses. Tell us a bit about that.
That's right. I have a news service here, and which picks up different stories, and I saw that there were four stories apparently syndicated by a fellow by the name of Scott Burns this morning, who was looking at Magellan and how it has gone down in its market share on investments. I can remember 30 years ago, Fidelity has an outpost down here on K Street, and the Magellan Fund, run by Peter Lynch, was a number one. And come time for your 401k your IRA contribution for the year, the lines literally went around the corner, around the block down on K Street. But that has now fallen from over $100 billion in investments down to $17 billion in investments. Now, this is no knock on Magellan. It just shows that it is very difficult year after year after year to produce returns. What that led the author of this article to was looking at how you can add value to your retirement investments if you understand that you're not going to hit a winner every year. And the way to add value is to reduce costs.
And we always talk about this is long term. You have to look long term, and that's one of the things that a lot of these funds have done, sort of a long term angle. You know, don't look at the day to day ups and downs.
That's right, and that's good advice to people. But see, what's happening day to day? If you're in a high cost fund, those high costs are coming out. I don't know about you, but I pick up $100 occasionally at one of these ATMs if I'm going out someplace, want some cash in my pocket.
Oh.
That charge has gone to $3 for $100 now to get that money out. In our world, that's 300 basis points. So every time you want to get $100 out of the wall, out of the machine on the wall, you got to pay 300 basis points. Now imagine if you're doing that for your retirement contributions as they're going into your fund. If every time $100 goes in, $3 is coming off. Well, this reporter took a look at that, and he actually did it with a lower number. He was talking about $1.25 to get your money out of the machine on the wall, or 125 basis points. He calculated that you would lose 22.4% mm-hmm. of your account balance vis-a-vis what you would have had you been in a low-cost fund like the Thrift Savings Fund.
Mm. So does that... That then translates into the TSP. If you compare it with a classic private sector 401k plan, the TSP, it wins.
That's right. It delivers benefits year after year by following that simple statutory requirement that we've got to track the index funds and do it for a low cost. And we do it year after year for low cost. Thus far this year, our expenses are still under one basis point. For the past couple of years, we've been in the 2 basis point range, and it looks like we're going to be in that range again. And that compares to anywhere between 100 and 150 basis points for funds that you can get on the open market, or funds that are available through other 401k plans. So remember, year after year, those costs are coming out. And if you're in a very high cost plan, he ran the numbers here for a 200 basis point plan, you would lose a whopping 33% of potential accumulation.
Wow.
Just to your costs.
Well, and I think people are really starting to pay attention to those unassociated costs, particularly if your overall account is going down, and then you're being charged those costs on top of that. That gets a little painful.
That's a very good point, Chris, because people are willing to overlook those costs when times are good. But when times get tough and they realize they're not only losing, say, last year, 38%, even if they were in the S&P 500, but paying 2 or 3% costs for the privilege of losing 38%.
And those don't come out when if you're having a down quarter or something like that. They don't say, okay, well, we're not going to charge you those costs. You're still paying those.
That's the only thing that's guaranteed.
Yeah. and that, as you say, that can be real painful.
Sure. And it adds up over time. That's the point. It's cumulative. And it's just time after time after time, it keeps coming out. So to the extent you can reduce those costs, you're immeasurably improving your retirement, the value of your retirement.
Compound interest going the other way.
That's right. Yes. Still the eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah. Tom Trabuco of the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Boards. And we have much more information, including a link to the TSP website. But Tom, go ahead and give it anyway so people can go and check out all their stuff.
www.tsp.gov.
And a new one coming
behind. An overhaul.
That's right. We've put out, I believe there'll probably be some stories in the print media this week showing what our new homepage is going to look like and how we're trying to pretty it up and make it more functional.